I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I grew up in Minnesota, as some of you know, the land of 10,000 lakes, and that's an understatement. With being in a place where there are lots of lakes, you must go fishing. My dad wanted to make sure that we knew how to fish. Can't say that I learned very well, but there was something that I learned that I wanted to start with as I go through this talk. My dad would take us to the end of the dock on Fish Lake. Yes, it was called Fish Lake in northern Minnesota. And he would show us how to put the worm on the hook, how to cast the line out onto the water. And we would then watch the bobbin bobbing on the water until it kind of went down a bit, right? There's just a bite on the line. And when that would happen, of course, freak out. Oh, yes, I've got one. And at that moment, Dad had to step in to help because he did not want the fishing rod to go into the water in all the excitement. So he would sidle beside me and he would help me to reel in the fish that I had caught on the line. And it would come up overhead and it was just this tiny little perch. And my dad would gently take his hand over the top of it, run his hand gently down the scales to grab a hold of the fish, to take the hook out. And then, what did he do? He threw it back in the water. And I went, what? My dad wanted me to know that it was too tiny to keep. It needed to be released back into the water, into the lake, to swim about freely, to grow and to mature. And I thought it was such an act of kindness, even though, of course, I wanted an 18-pound northern pike. It was just a little perch. It had to go back in the water to grow up. And why I say I thought that was kindness is because, you know, as a kid, you're thinking the same. I hope that as I'm cast out into the waters of life, I will also be able to swim freely and to grow and to mature. And perhaps, yeah, be caught later, but that's an analogy we won't go into. And where this leads is that from the gospel reading today, it is quite clear that God is in the business of fishing. The question is, what kind of fishing? And what happens when God goes fishing? In the passage in Isaiah, we see that God is fishing in heaven, in a sense. From his throne room, he is fishing, looking for somebody to send, somebody who will understand and appreciate the holy otherness of God, but that holy otherness that wants to come to earth, to reveal abundant love and life. That fishing God said to Isaiah as the angels are swirling about that throne room, whom will I send? Who will I go? Who will go for me? And what happens is that Isaiah falls to his knees because this holy otherness and all these angels swirling about lead him to think that he is not worthy. He is sinful. He is unclean. And he cannot do it. But God takes care of that, says, you are clean. You can go. And so what does Isaiah say in response? Here I am. Send me. Now, God is the Trinity, as we sang in that opening hymn. God is the Trinity, and in that throne room, the Son of God was present as well. Present to also be saying, here I am, send me. So, God sends his Son, Jesus. And where does Jesus go but to the shoreline, to the lake, to Gennesaret, to the Sea of Galilee, to walk, to bring heaven to earth. And where does he end up? He ends up in Simon's office, in Simon's boat. And he teaches there on that shoreline in order to reveal this divine message, to bring it down to earth. This message that Peter is about to hear in a unique, unique way. Because what Peter hears from the boat, first off, is of course this message that we talked about a couple Sundays ago, in which in Luke 4, Jesus has come to the Nazarene, a Nazareth synagogue, and he has said, "I am here to release the captives." He is saying things like this in the boat, in Simon's office, from the water. And Simon is listening and beginning to feel a holy presence, feel an authority that is divine sitting there in his boat. And at that moment, Jesus says, "Peter, let's go out into the deep waters. We're going to go catch some fish." And Peter is thinking, "Hold on, you're just a carpenter. You don't know anything about fishing. We were out all night. We had cast our trammel nets into the water. These trammel nets are made of white linen. We do this at night so that the fish don't see the net and we get trapped, we get caught. And it's daytime." But he thinks all these things, and yet what happens is that he trusts that there is something to what Jesus is saying, that he has a word that could create a holy moment. And so what does Peter say? "If you say so. If you say so." Peter, at that moment, he is captured. He is caught in a fishing net himself. And he says, "If you say so." So they go out into the waters, and you heard the story. There's an incredible, abundant catch. And in some sense, the angels have become fish. The fish are also people. The fish is just a sign of incredible, the incredible, abundant presence of God, there to love, there to provide the staple food for the people of that region. They didn't have chickens and beef. They had to rely on fish. God has come to earth to reveal abundant love. He's captured Peter, and Peter, what does he do? But like Isaiah, he falls to his knees. He says, "Go away from me. I am a sinner. In your presence, in this holy otherness, what can I do but fall in humility before you and say, 'Go away'?" What does Jesus say in the end of the story? He says, "Don't be afraid. I'm going to send you out to catch fish like I have caught you." To have God catch us can feel like we are being trapped. To be in the presence of the holy other God of love can feel like we are nothing. But in that moment, God is saying, "No, I want you then to go and to capture others, to go fishing, to catch the attention of other people, to trap them in this love, but to then know yourself and also know as you do this that you are then to release people. What I have come to do is to capture, to catch, to trap people in this abundant love and to release them to swim freely, to live another day, to live fully, to live alive, to grow and mature." So I think that God is in the business of fishing, but it's a fishing in which we are to know that we are not to be afraid to be caught, but to know that being caught by God's love, we then are called to a service that brings freedom to us, and it brings freedom to others. When I thought about this kind of catch and release fishing idea, I thought of how it is that in our daily lives, we are able to, in any encounter that we have with people, to do this. We are able, we are called, we are gifted, however we feel about ourselves in relationship to God, we are called and empowered to release the captives, to release those who are captive to grief, captive to trauma, captive to poverty, captive to prejudice. The release of captives doesn't come from above. It comes from the ground as we take one step, as we paddle one stroke of the paddle, as we meet one person at a time, whether on the sidewalk, in the grocery store, in the hospital, visiting Shemsa and Khalid in their homes, in their home. We are, at any given moment, given the chance to encounter people and release them to swim freely. Whatever it is that is captivating, capturing, trapping them, even if it is a bad theological idea, we are able to release people. This is our calling. This is what we are gifted to do. And you do this. I mentioned Khalid and Shemsa, so Richard and Robin, they regularly go to help this family swim freely in this life that they have here in Canada. Others of you go and visit people or make a phone call, and you're wanting to release people from their loneliness, from their sorrows. This is the work we are called to do. And we can do it because we are made holy by the holy God, who is discontent to remain in the throne room, and he sent his son to bring that abundant life and to release us, to release the captives. So like my father taught me, I teach you. Grab a hold of a fish, but take it off the hook, and throw it back in the water, and bless it as it goes its way to swim freely. Bless you as you go your way to swim freely in this life, and to know that God is there, out there in the waters, stirring up abundant love. Amen.
Amen.